One of my biggest inspirations as a creative and for even this podcast episode is M.I. Obaga. And he said something that inspired the birth of this episode, which is, I rather die keeping it real than living in infamy. For those who are new to this podcast, this is Adinka Black right here on Lumio Black Show. And I am the Black. And the Lumi is right beside me in the spirit. Welcome to the Lumio Black Show. If you know me well, Adinka Black, you know that one of the things I stand on as a core principle is loyalty. And sometimes I listen to folks ask, what happened to loyalty? And maybe the older we get, the more it shows that people are actually not loyal. And rightly said, it doesn't take much to be loyal. The glitz of success and celebrity culture has made it easy to be swept in the law of idolizing famous individuals and even wanting to be part of their inner circle. However, I believe that blindly following and idolizing others, commonly known as being a groupie, can hinder your personal growth and limit our ability to embrace our own individuality. And so in this episode, I want you to see the importance of breaking free from the groupie mentality and maybe even encourage you to embrace your own unique voice and stand out from the crowd. And while it's natural to admire and appreciate talent and even the achievements of others, it's essential to recognize the potential pitfalls of being a groupie. And here are some key points you need to consider. The first is loss of authenticity. Now, when you become a groupie, we often lose sight of our authentic self. And we start to emulate the interests, opinions, and even the appearances of those people we look up to, neglecting our own, you know, and we start to now neglect our own qualities and passions. And this can even result to loss of personal identity and even hinder your personal growth in the long run. The second thing is you begin to have superficial connections. I know that groupies often prioritize proximity to their idols or their whoever it is they look up to over building genuine connections with like-minded individuals. And this can lead to shallow relationships, and the focus is primarily on being associated with a group of people or a specific individual. Now, true fulfillment, which comes from forming meaningful connections, is based on shared values and interests. And while you're trying to break into the inner circle of the people you think call the shots, why not look for a community of people you share values, the same values and interests with? The third thing I know that might be a pitfall for having the groupie mentality is you have a limited perspective. And by, you know, fixating solely on the lives and achievements of others, groupies miss out on exploring their own potential. So instead of embracing their own unique voice and pursuing their passions, they become consumed with the success and validations of those people they look up to, their idols or that clique or that group or that, you know, person they look up to. And this narrow focus can limit personal growth and even hinder the development of, you know, their own talents and skills. And just to break away from all of these things, it's important to start to embrace your individuality and your own authenticity. And to break free from the groupie mentality, I believe it's quite important to embrace your own unique voice. And maybe you can even start to take some step towards self-reflection. You know, take time to reflect on your own interests, your values, your aspirations, maybe identify your strengths, your passions, and start to focus on developing them. You actively need to start to embrace your own individuality. Sometimes, of course, it's perfectly understandable to aspire to, you know, be part of people who, you know, are doing big things, but there is a balance to it. I think you need to embrace your own individuality first and celebrate the things that make you different from others. so that you don't get lost in the crowd when you eventually get into those circles. And another thing that you can do to break free from the groupie mentality is to cultivate a supportive network. Now, I need you to surround yourself with individuals who encourage your personal growth and support your aspirations. Like, seek out like-minded people who share your interests and values, engage in meaningful conversations, maybe start to exchange ideas, and build authentic relationships that foster personal growth and inspiration. And for this point, there's someone I'd love to give a shout out to. And this is because I think consciously I'm beginning to see, you know, some of these things in the people around me. And shout out to Daniel, by the way. He's one person. He said something in some weeks back, and I was having a conversation with Dami, who's a friend of mine. And Daniel wasn't listening, but as soon as he decided to listen, he said, yo, I want to be part of this conversation, because this is the kind of things I want to be engaging in. These are the kind of conversations I want to be part of. And of course, we're talking about finances, and not just, you know, surface level finances, like, you know, deep things, talking about debt, taxes, you know, all of those things. And it made me see a quality or trait in Daniel, which, you know, further inspired me that, you know, be in a network of people who, you know, want to have meaningful conversations, exchanging ideas, and even building authentic relationships that, you know, fosters personal growth and inspiration. And in the process of doing all of this, remember that you must pursue your own personal goals, because instead of fixating on, you know, the achievements of others or that clique or that group you want to be part of, channel your energy into pursuing your own goals and dreams, you know. And about goals and dreams, maybe sometimes you just need to set realistic and achievable objectives and take, you know, consistent steps towards the realization of your dreams and goals. And if you by any chance have, you know, challenges along the way, I think you should embrace those challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. And just on a final note, I just want to add that it's important to recognize that authenticity has so much great power and so much power and such great value, and that when we embrace our own unique voice and stand out from the crowd, we tap into the power of authenticity. And, you know, by being true to ourselves, we begin to inspire others and attract genuine connections. I believe that authenticity, you know, maybe allows you to contribute something original and valuable to the world and making, you know, probably a lasting impact. Because in a world that often glorifies celebrity culture and even idolization, it's crucial to break free from the groupie mentality and start to embrace your own individuality. And by focusing on self-reflection, maybe cultivating meaningful, you know, connections, pursuing your personal goals, you know, all of these things can unlock your unique voice and stand, you know, out from the crowd. And by embracing authenticity, this not only leads to personal fulfillment, but also inspires others to and makes you contribute a more diverse and vibrant, you know, society. And just to add this, that let us try to stay away from, you know, the shadows of a groupie culture and confidently embrace our own path towards, you know, self-discovery and success. And I believe when we do all of these things, we'll have a more fulfilling life and a life that actually portrays value and, you know, beauty in its true essence. And that brings us to the end of this episode. I believe that this episode has been phenomenal. Honestly, for me, this is one episode of quite that retouched me, because, like I said, shout out to Emma Bagger, fantastic, amazing creative. And, you know, it's something that we really need to look into and start to see how we can make changes into all of these things. Do not forget to share this link to people. Let people, you know, join the conversation. Let people get to know about some of these things. And people do not even realize that they are groupies. And, you know, sometimes you just need to point them in the right direction to say, yo, this is something you need to, you know, take note of and be aware of, so that you can make some or the necessary changes that need to be made. And on that note, I am Adeyinka Black right here in Lumen Black Studios, saying peace and cheers.